The source of their Viking or victim worldview was not completely clear, but most attributed it to the values they had been taught growing up, the experience of surviving hardships, or their professional training. The majority of the participants who fell into the group holding this view were men, but there were also women. It makes sense that this is a somewhat gendered issue, as many men, even men who don't rely on this armor, talked about the win-lose-zero-sum power dynamic being taught and modeled as they grew up. And don't forget, winning, dominance, and power over women were part of the list of masculine norms that we discussed in Chapter 3. In addition to socialization and life experiences, many of these folks held jobs or worked in cultures that reinforced the Viking or victim mentality. We heard this from servicemen and women, veterans, corrections and law enforcement officers, and people working in high-performance, super-competitive cultures like law, technology, and finance. What I don't know is if these folks sought careers that leveraged their existing Viking or victim belief system, or if their work experiences shaped this win-or-lose take on life. My guess would be that a larger percentage of folks belong to the former group, but I don't have the data to do more than speculate. It's something we're researching now. One issue that made these interviews some of the most difficult was the honesty with which people spoke about the struggles in their personal lives, dealing with high-risk behaviors, divorces, disconnection, loneliness, addiction, anger, exhaustion. But rather than seeing these behaviors and negative outcomes as consequences of their Viking or victim worldview, they perceived them as evidence of the harsh win or lose nature of life. When I look at the statistics in more vulnerability-intolerant Viking or victim professions, I see a dangerous pattern developing. And no place is this more evident than in the military. The statistics on post-traumatic stress-related suicides, violence, addiction, and risk-taking all point to this haunting truth. For soldiers serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, coming home is more lethal than being in combat. From the invasion of Afghanistan to the summer of 2009, the U.S. military lost 761 soldiers in combat in that country. Compare that to the 817 who took their own lives over the same period. And this number doesn't account for deaths related to violence, high-risk behaviors, and addiction.